Artists provide new and different perspectives that can change the way we think about challenges in our society. That's according to University of Illinois dance professor Cynthia Oliver. Oliver is leading a new campus-wide initiative aimed at fostering collaborations between artists and scholars in different fields. Illinois Student Newsroom Stephanie Mosqueda spoke with Cynthia Oliver about why she's working to embed arts into all aspects of the university.
For years, there have been a number of us on campus who have been advocating for the arts to have a more amplified role across campus. There are plenty of people who engage artists, who use art as a method of investigation. There are brilliant, skilled artists on campus who do compelling work both on campus and off. And so many people don't know about these stories. What I'm interested in is bringing those stories to light, facilitating more collaborations between artists and other scholars, scientists, social scientists, those in the community who are interested in creative practice, as well as students. My aim is to get art everywhere.
So you mentioned that you want artists and scientists to collaborate. Can you give me an example of what something like that might look like?
Sure. Too often we think of art and science and one is kind of in service of the other. I want them to meet on equal footing and to look at their respective practices with new eyes. A good example would be Deke Weaver's Cetacean, the whale project that happened within the past year. Weaver looked at sea life and what was impacting whales, the environment, mythology around whales, his partner in life and in the production did the choreography for that work and looked at, and she, Jennifer Allen, looked at movements of systems to also reflect that in the bodies that were moving in the theatrical space. There were all kinds of collaborators that brought that production to life, and over 2,000 people in our community saw it. So not only did it inspire and ignite interest in our prospective disciplines, it was to the benefit of the entire community. And that's what art does. It helps us to think differently. It broadens how we look at things, helps us ask certain kinds of questions. And that's what I want this project, this initiative to do.
And you're the one leading this initiative. Can you tell me how you got involved with it?
For 5 years, I was the Associate Vice Chancellor for Research in the Humanities, Arts, and Related Fields. But I also come to this as an artist. I believe that the combination of our collective talents and interests make work that is bigger than any individual one of us could imagine. And I want to help foster that on campus. So I pitched this program to the chancellor, and he was excited by it. I think it pulled on his heartstrings, and he decided to support it. But also a considerable number of the artists in FAA have served on committees and have helped us push these ideas and plans through.
When will you know that this initiative has been successful? Like, what are some of the outcomes that you are hoping comes out of it?
My pie-in-the-sky dream is that every student walking into the doors of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign has a creative experience before they leave. That would be amazing. I'd like to see more collaborations across discipline. I would love for there to be the possibility of students having a major area, but also an area of arts that complement their major area, or something that allows students to have a broader experience that includes the arts in there. And then I'd love to see the community and the campus work more collectively to bring artists to campus and community to present works together, to engage with the arts. The arts make everything better. It evokes a sense of thinking about things from someone else's perspective. And that's always important. I think we need more of that in the world right now.
That's U of I dance professor Cynthia Oliver speaking with Illinois Student Newsroom Stephanie Mosqueda.